I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Keith, I got a friend of yours on, Captain Mike Gallo. You know Mike.
I certainly do. The scientist of the fishing
world. The forensic fisherman.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, what's going on over there in Salt Bayou area?
Oh, we gearing up to go out and see if we can catch a nice mess of fish. How y'all doing?
Well, we have a pretty good early crowd here. I see the sun's getting ready to come up. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day outside, except for maybe those winds. You've been dealing with them this week?
The winds have been challenging, to say the least, this week. Usually, we rarely have it blowing straight down, you know, straight out of the west to where it just ruins all of Lake Pontchartrain. Usually, if it's got some north to it like it does now, or some southerly winds to it, you can get on the north shore or south shore to sort of have some protection. The lake has been producing. It's been a grind. I'll put the trolling motor down, and we'll ease along until we catch one. And then I'll just hang out in that area and stick with it until it plays out, fishing a combination of live shrimp, live shrimp on a drop shot or plastics on a drop shot. Sometimes you might catch six or eight in a spot before it seems to play out. And sometimes it's 20 before it plays out. There's a bunch of freshwater catfish. We're still catching those freshwater catfish. We're seeing more flounder than we have in several years. And we're also seeing some small redfish. It's good to see those redfish making a comeback. And they are. It's not uncommon to go out in the lake and end up with five or six of those, depending on how many people you got fishing.
Mm-hmm. And what's been your best tactic for this week?
Well, the best tactic is try to find clean water and stay out of the wind. That certainly helps. The fish are scattered. Our water temperatures are getting in the upper 60s, so they're really moving around quite a bit. I made a couple of trips to the marsh, and there was fish in the marsh as well. They're in the lakes. So they're really everywhere. It's just, can you move and get lucky enough to find them and, you know, catch as many as you're looking for. Yesterday, we made a trip to the Biloxi Marsh. One of my Texas guys is here, and we went specifically targeting redfish, and that worked out. It was okay. It was a grind, but water was really low, was a little stained. You have to fish sort of in the southern portion of that Biloxi Marsh. That northern area has a lot of dirty water coming out of the Pearl. That's kind of made things difficult up in that area. But we were successful. You got to look for areas where there's some grass on the bottom. And it's just starting to grow. And when that grass kind of gets in those ponds, all the bait wants to try to hide in the grass. And obviously the predators will be close to where the prey is. And they'll be around the grass as well. So that was a successful trip yesterday, and we're going to go try to duplicate that again this morning.
Mike, it's Keith here. I've been seeing a lot of reports about flounder. What are you seeing as far as flounder? You think we're in the clear with the return of them?
Well, I don't know that we're in the clear. Most of our flounder are on the small side. I would say 12 inches or under. But obviously they have made a really quick turnaround. And obviously there's another batch of small flounder that have yet to reach a harvestable size from the 2 years of them closing the season. You know, I have faith in our wildlife and fisheries. When the red snapper populations got back strong, they increased the limit. And I wouldn't see why they wouldn't do that with flounder. It may be another several years down the road when they address it, but I could see that limit going back to where it was.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, that would be great. Mike, as far as the spawn, are you noticing any eggs in the speckled trout you're cleaning?
I have seen eggs in the speckled trout as far back as 2 weeks. We had a warm-up maybe 2 weeks ago, then it kind of cools back down. So those eggs are not being hydrated as of yet. But we did stumble across a few trout yesterday, and they had some small egg sacs in them. They're not near as developed as they would be. But I would think in the next couple of weeks we should see that, and it would sort of coincide with most of the spawning that takes place in Louisiana. It may be a little early, and that's not a bad thing if we get a jump start on more speckled trout eggs in the water.
That's a sign that prime time is a-coming. All right, Mike, we got you on my website. If people want to find you on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, AAofLA.com, and direct to you. Give us that good old phone number you got, one of the last existing landlines, I think.
Well, Don, if I could, I would like to mention that we're going to have our Sam Barbera Mission 22 Memorial trip again. I spoke with my webmaster mistress, and she's got my website up and running to take bids on the Sam Barbera Memorial trip. So you can go to my website, which is aaofla.com, click on the Mission 22 link, and submit a bid. And the highest bidder will get a free fishing trip with myself, and I might have other captains running with us if we get a big turnout like we did last year. And all the proceeds will go to benefit our veterans. So
yeah, it was a great time.
I appreciate you letting me make that announcement. Other than that, you can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. As I mentioned, my website is AAofLA.com, or that reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
When does the bidding end for the Mission 22?
That trip is going to be on April 17th, and we will take bids as long as we possibly can and still have enough time to notify the winning bidder and, you know, set the trip up.
Well, I think it's going to be very competitive based on last year's results and the way the trip turned out. It was all great, and we were glad to be part of it with Bayou Wild, and people can actually see the results and find out more about Mission 22 by going back to that episode. Mike, thanks for the report and the info and putting on that very worthy trip for a great cause, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.